Michael J. for Hope for the Warriors. Started back in 06 at Camp Lejeune. Military families witnessing the effects of war on their loved ones. Now, almost 20 years later, they've aided over 53,000 service members, veterans, and families with confidential, high-quality behavioral health care services at little or no cost. To post 9/11 vets and their families, over 91% of every dollar donated goes directly to the programs. If you're as concerned about our heroes as I am, go to hopeforthewarriors.org.
Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to the latest film review with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
The Bollywood sports movie has become a veritable cottage industry. Every year we get a handful of films that follow a standard template. The discovery of innate talent, the family making sacrifices, a sweaty training montage, the dark night of the soul when the athlete loses his or her way, a loss so humiliating that all seems lost, and then the triumphant victory. All of this is laced with an inspirational anthem. Chakte India remains the gold standard and a running commentary on social issues. Inevitably, sports and the journey of the athlete morph into an invigorating cry of nationalism. The tricolour flies high. Think Mary Kom, Bhag Milkha Bhag, MS Dhoni, The Untold Story, Dangal, Surma, Panga, Gold, Saan Ki Aankh. The list goes on and on. Saina doesn't deviate from the formula. The film is based on one of our greats, badminton champion Saina Nehwal, who has been a world number one player and won over 24 individual titles, including an Olympic bronze medal. This is a star athlete who put Indian badminton on the global map and made the sport aspirational. Her story is one of striving, failure, and blazing success. Writer-director Amol Gupte hits each one of the usual sports film beats, but also bungs in woman empowerment. The film begins with a voiceover in which Saina describes herself as Bharat ki beti. We see a shuttle and racket before her face comes into focus. Within seconds, we know that this will not be a film with subtlety or nuance. Saina's story will play out in broad strokes. Amol starts the narrative with Saina's 2018 win at the Commonwealth Games. How she got there is told in flashback, starting with her mother Usha playing a game of badminton while she's pregnant with Saina. Much of Saina's fire and grit is credited to Usha, who resolved that her daughter would be a champion. Usha's iron hand reminded me of Mahavir Singh Phogat in Dangal. When Saina gives her a silver medal, Usha rewards her daughter with a resounding slap in public. Later at home, she berates Saina for losing the gold while the child looks on sullenly. There's an older daughter hovering in the background who seems to be completely ignored. Even when Usha sings a lullaby, it's with Saina's head in her lap. What does this level of pressure do to a child? Was there tension between the sisters? Or the parents, as the mother propelled her daughter to world domination? Did Saina, who woke up every day at 3 a.m. to be at training at 5 a.m., ever want a day off? The film doesn't venture into these prickly areas. Instead, Amol chooses to focus on tidy highs and lows. The first half, devoted to Saina's ascent, features training montages and matches in succession. The voiceover explains Saina's thinking through a game and how she outsmarts her opponent, but we have little sense of her as a human being off the court. The scenes become repetitive and the pacing sluggish. Thankfully, the drama picks up in the second half when Saina's career falters and she goes up against her coach and mentor Rajan, modeled on Pulela Gopichand. This relationship throws up conflict and emotion, and Manav Kaul does a fine job as the clinical coach who's hell-bent on having his protege succeed. Saina alternates between exciting match sequences and dull stretches that seem tacked together like a highlights reel of the athlete's life. One of the problems is that the other characters aren't written sharply enough. Meghna Malik as the mother is bewilderingly loud, but at least she infuses energy into the narrative. Saina's love interest Kashyap, modeled on her husband Parupalli Kashyap, doesn't become more than a cheerleader. Her father, who belongs to the pantheon of loving daughter-supporting dads like Pankaj Tripathi and Gunjan Saxena, the Kargil girl, also does little apart from cheering in front of the television screen and in one scene, peeling potatoes so they can have parathas. The weight of this film, of course, rests on the shoulders of Pariniti Chopra. Like the film, she's inconsistent. In some scenes, the body language and inherent toughness seem performative. In others, her eyes find the fire and anguish of Saina's journey. I don't know enough about badminton to comment on her technique, but editor Deepa Bhatia cleverly splices through the match sequences so that on court, Pariniti doesn't look like an imposter. The music by Amal Malik and lyrics by Manoj Muntasher and Kunal Verma, especially the rousing Parinda, stand out. Saina begins with the disclaimer that it's a fictionalized and dramatized version. But the end credits roll against photos of the real Saina and Pariniti in the same poses, doing the same actions, and even wearing the same clothes, which encapsulates the problem with too many biopics. Eventually, authenticity isn't as important as capturing the essence of a person and evoking emotion. Saina, shining with sincerity and hard work, also misses this crucial point. You can watch the film at a theater near you. Don't forget to wear a mask.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.